Hi, and welcome to podcast number 49 with Blue Lotus Yoga and me, Jill Amerson. So today this is going to be a really short sequence for opening the hips and stabilizing the lower back. As in any yoga practice, only do what's good for you today. Practice mindfully, listen and pay attention to all the sensations in your body as you move through the practice, and back off when you need to. So anyone with severe lower back pain, prolapsed discs, loose sacroiliac joints, facet issues, severe lordosis, any of those things, please do go see a qualified yoga therapist to guide you through a sequence that's unique for your condition. So the practice today isn't really designed to replace a bespoke practice for specific lower back ailments. So just be mindful. So you may need a strap, perhaps a blanket and a block too, and maybe some tissues, as we're going to start the practice with Kapalabhati, so you might want to give your nose a good blow before we get there. So when you've got everything that you need, you can come into a comfortable kneeling position, sitting on your heels where we're going to begin our practice. So pop me on pause for a moment if you need to grab those things. So when you have everything you need, coming to sit onto your heels, your sit bones connected to your heels, you might want to pop a blanket between your butt and your heels just to take any resistance out around the knees. You definitely don't want to be feeling any tightness around the inner or outer side of your knees. And then sitting nice and tall, the tailbone lengthening towards your heels, the crown of the head reaching to the sky. The sides of the waist and the sides of the neck draw back a little bit, so it brings your ears to hover right over your sitting bones. Hands connecting to your lap. Close the eyes, and let's just start our practice by checking in. Notice the space around your lower back, the space all the way around the front, the back of the body. The length of the body as you inhale, lifting your floating ribs away from the top of your pelvis. Soften your face, close your eyes, move inwards. Just take a moment to really scan and feel, noticing if there's areas of the body that you can't really connect with today, any spaces that don't feel dull, and then breathing more space into any areas that feel as though they're tight, tender, or resistant. Send your breath into those spaces to open that area with your breath. Expansive inhalations, softening exhalations. Your breath even, smooth, easy, rhythmic. We're going to start our practice today by taking 1 minute of Kapalabhati. So as you next inhale, breathe a full breath in through your nostrils and breathe out completely through your nostrils. Breathe in and fill up halfway and begin Kapalabhati. Great, continue, keep going. We're gonna do this for about a minute, so we've got about another 40 seconds. Doing this just to stimulate our abdomen and pelvic floor muscles to support the lower back. So we've got the very passive inhalation, forceful exhalation down the nostrils at a pace that feels comfortable for you. So the most important thing is you can feel that gentle contraction as the belly pulls back as you exhale forcefully down your nose. So slow down if you feel as though you get out of sync or it doesn't feel comfortable for you. That's the most important part. Last 10 seconds. Great, as you next inhale, sweep the arms out to the sides, overhead, palms together, hold the breath, lock the chin down to the chest so we store in all of that stimulating fiery energy in our core to awaken all of the abdominal and pelvic floor muscles. And as you exhale gently out of your nostrils and bring the hands down through the midline in prayer position,
right there in front of the heart, blinking open the eyes. Let's release the hands to the side and come down onto your back. Hug your knees into your chest. So the chin slightly moving to the chest. Hands gently placed onto your knees and keeping the knees and the inner ankles together, just gently begin to rotate your knees in the same direction, just soft little circles. Just massaging across the lumbar sacral region of your back. Change direction a couple of times, moving the opposite way. Great. And then this time, let's take the knees apart. Circle the knees away from you down to the front of your mat, bringing the knees into the midline and up through the center. So the legs are circling, the knees are circling as we move the awareness into the hips a little bit more. You can make these circles as big or as small as feels good into your hips and lower back. Trying to keep the back of the lumbar and sacral region nicely balanced across the earth so you're not really swaying so much from side to side. Let's change the direction of those hip circles now. Moving the knees the opposite way. Wonderful. And next time your knees come back into center, again, bring the inner knees, the inner ankles together. Keep the hands, one hand on the top of each knee. And then you're going to bring your elbows into the sides of the body a little bit more and move the shoulder blades onto the floor a little bit more. Draw the navel back to the spine without squeezing it tight, but just have that support from the front body into the back body. Take an in-breath, and then as you exhale, gently roll towards your right as far as you can without toppling, all the way onto your right elbow or your right side body, going all the way to the floor. Just find the edge where it feels you would like kind of almost like fall off the cliff and go down onto the floor, but not quite heading there. Squeeze the navel in, and without pressing down into your right elbow, squeeze the navel in and move back to the center. Inhale there, and as you exhale, gently begin to roll towards the left. Again, keeping the left elbow hugging in, the shoulders moving down into the back, the face relaxed, so no gritted teeth here, no eyes squeezing. Try to keep the tongue nice and relaxed into the lower jaw. And really just engage the lower, support the lower back by engaging the abdominal muscles by drawing the navel slightly in and up. Again, to come up, try to resist pressing your left elbow into the floor and kind of springing up. Instead, squeeze the left knee up into the right, draw the navel back, and then use the strength and the abdominal control to push yourself up. Let's take one more to either side. Gently rolling to your right, using the strength of your navel and your lower abdominal muscles. Try to resist pushing up. Press the right knee up into the left to come up. And then going over to the left side. Using the abdominal control there. Finding your edge. Trying to resist by resisting pressing your left elbow into the floor. And squeezing back up to the center. Well done. Place the soles of both feet onto the mat. Knees and feet hips distance apart now. Begin to feel into the back of your pelvis. I'm going to imagine our pelvis is just like a clock face. The navel being 12 o'clock, the tailbone, the coccyx, being 6 o'clock, our left hip being 3 o'clock, and our right hip being 9 o'clock. Just imagine the pelvis like a seesaw now, between 3 and 9 o'clock. Begin to press your left hip down a bit more pressure on 3 o'clock. And then tilt your seesaw to 9 o'clock on the right. Try to keep your knees still, steady, and stable. So you're just literally shifting the weight in a very, very soft, gentle way across the back of your pelvis, rocking from side to side. Well done. And then see if you can find equal weight on 3 and 9 o'clock. So equal pressure on both the right and the left side of your pelvis. And then on your pelvic clock, bring awareness to number 12, your navel, number 6, your tailbone. We're going to do the same seesaw action between those two points. So let's press down into 6 o'clock more. So pressing your tailbone down a little bit more, you might feel a gentle lumbar curve. And then press 12 o'clock, your navel center down more. So you might feel like your lower back is slightly flattening out. So once again, try to keep the knees still and steady and just begin to shift between 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Tailbone to navel, navel to tailbone. Just slow, gentle movements, massaging, loosening, and limbering the lumbar sacral region. And once again, find neutral, find equal weight between the tail and the navel between 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Good. And then bring your right knee into your chest. Hug the knee in there. This is where you might need your yoga strap. So have it at hand as we're going to stretch out the hamstrings a little bit. So as you next inhale, you can either take a little yogi toe lock, your right fingers around your right big toe, or take the strap around the root of the toes, and then begin to extend your right leg straight up towards the ceiling. Breathing and opening into the back of the hamstring. You don't want to be feeling this behind the knee or behind your right sitting bone. So send the leg a little bit further away from you if you're feeling it. And it's like a big strain or pull in either of those two regions. If it's super intense for your right hamstring, you can always pulse the leg as well. So a little micro bend and then working towards straight just to begin to warm up the hamstrings and encourage the opening there. Keeping the breath soft and rhythmic. And just holding your strap in both hands, begin to go and almost suck the femur bone, the thigh bone, into the earth, into the hip socket, and also draw your shoulder blades down onto the mat. So the shoulders move down into the earth a bit more. And then you can just hold your strap just into your right hand. Take your left hand onto your left hip, onto the front of your left hip. Take an in-breath, spread your right toes out, and as you exhale, take your right leg out to the right and drop your left knee out to the left so that your whole of the lumbar spine in the sacral region stays broad. So there's no danger of kind of tipping all the way over to your right. Just opening the inner right thigh, the inner groin. Keep spreading and reaching through the heel and the ball of the right foot. Almost use your left hand to draw the left hip across to the left, so spreading across the front of the pelvis. Take one more breath there and exhale completely. Inhale, bring the leg back up. Change hands on your strap. So hold your strap into your left hand, wiggle your right thumb into your right hip crease and press the outer right hip away from you. Take an in breath and as you exhale, bring your right leg about 30 degrees across to your left and send your left knee behind your right thigh, dropping the left knee in towards the midline. So once again, the whole of the sacral region stays lovely and supported and broad. No compression there. Wonderful. Inhale, left knee, right leg, come back to center. And then slowly release your strap and float your right leg all the way down onto the mat. Stretch both legs out along the mat and stretch your arms back behind you and stretch out a little bit more, navel to the mat, stretch your right leg out a little bit more, open the space around the hip, the side body. And then we're going to do exactly the same on the other side. So arms float back down to your side, bend both knees, bring your left knee in towards the chest, and root your strap around the roots of your left toes, or take a little yogi toe lock. Extend your left leg up to the sky, pulsing the leg, keeping the leg straight, breathing into the space, right into the kind of broadest part of your, the back of your thigh, the middle, the body of the muscle. Spread out all your toes, suck the femur bone into the hip socket, and bring the shoulders down onto the back, away from the ears, and plug the shoulders down onto your mat. Great. From here, let's work into opening the hips a little bit more. Hold the strap just into your left hand, right hand onto your right hip, and as you take your left leg out to the left, drop your right knee out to the right. So once again, we don't feel like we're going to topple all the way to the left. We're keeping some weight into the right side of the body. Use your right hand to guide your right hip, more, the front of your right hip, more to the right, opening the front of the pelvis. Take an in-breath there and exhale fully. Inhale, bring the left leg back through center. Bring the right knee back up. Let's switch hands. Hold the strap just into your right hand. Wiggle your left thumb into your left hip crease. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, bring your left leg across 30 degrees to your right, whilst dropping your right knee behind your left thigh in towards the midline of the mat. So we keep that balance across the lower back. Keep pressing the left thumb into the top of your left thigh, encouraging the outer left hip to move down to the front of your mat, opening the outer hip at the same time. Inhale, bring the leg, bring the knee back up to center, and you can gently bend your left knee, unhook your strap, pop your strap to one side, extend both legs again, stretch both arms overhead, full body stretch, navel pressing to the mat, stretch through both legs equally, both arms equally. And then exhale, float the arms back down to your sides. Squeeze the legs together onto the midline of your mat, flex your ankles so your toes point back to your face, and you're pressing your heels down into the floor. Tuck the chin slightly to the chest. Inhale there. And as you exhale, gently curl your shoulder blades and your head up off the floor, reaching your fingertips towards your heels with the thumbs pointing up to the ceiling. Stay raised. Keep the head and shoulders up. And just take five beautiful full breaths there. Breathing in and breathing out completely. If this is hard on the neck, if you feel like you need some support, just take one hand around the back of your head and just gently support the head and let it rest into the palm of your hand. Keep the breath nice and full. Feel as though you're breathing as much into your back body as much as you're feeling the breath inflating your belly. One more breath there, breathing in. And breathing out and lower head and shoulders down. Now we're going to repeat that. If that felt like you could use a little bit more challenge there, this time when we come up on the exhale, we're going to lift the head and shoulders again. And of course you can support the head into the palm of one hand if you like. But we're also going to lift the legs, both legs together, about 30 degrees off the floor. So your choice, repeat what we've just done or add in a little bit more challenge. So take an in-breath, lying on the floor, chin slightly tucked to the chest, and then as you exhale, lift the shoulder blades, lift the head, option to lift the legs about 30 degrees off the floor, squeeze the legs together, and breathe fully. Five full breaths. Great. At the end of your next exhale, then lower the legs, lower the head and shoulders down onto the floor. And you can just roll all the way over onto your belly. Bring your arms up and create a little pillow by stacking one palm on top of the other so your elbows kind of flare out to the side. And you can rest your chin or your forehead onto the pillow of your palms. Whatever feels nicer for your neck. No compression in the back of the neck. Get your legs as long as you can. Reach all of your toes towards the wall behind you and spread out the fourth and fifth toes so the legs are strong and long. Press your pubic bone down into the floor slightly, but without really squeezing your glutes too much, the muscles in your bum. As you next inhale, lift your right leg and keep that right leg as long as you can. And keep the top of the knee pointing down to the floor so it's not kind of turning in or out. And exhale and lower it down. Inhale, lift the left leg, stretch through the toes, and exhale and lower it down. Inhale, keeping the right leg as long as you can. Try not to lift the front of the hips off the floor. And exhale and lower. And left leg, lifting up. And exhale and lower. So it doesn't matter how high the leg comes up, just keep it as long as you can, as strong as you can, without twisting the leg in or out. And lower, and once more to the left. Inhale, and exhale and lower. Slide the hands now alongside the chest, chin onto the mat. Keep the legs strong and long, spread out the fourth and fifth toes, so the toenails are touching the floor. Lift the heads of the upper arm bones up so we get nice long side body. Squeeze the elbows in. And then as you inhale, press the heart forwards again. Doesn't matter how high you come up, but keep as much length between the crown of your head and your tippy toes as you can. Exhale and lower. Once more, inhale and rising up. Press the heart forwards and exhale and lower. This time, tuck under your toes, knees drop to the mat, inhale, press up to all fours, and exhale, get steady here. Wrists just slightly forwards of the shoulders, spinning the fingers out with the index fingers turning forwards, the knees right underneath the hips. Let's extend the right leg straight back behind us, heel up about the same height as your right hip. The right toes, the right knee pointing down to the mat. Lengthen your tailbone towards the inner right ankle. Walk your left fingers forwards like a little spider hand. You can balance there or bring the left arm all the way up alongside the left ear with your left thumb pointing up to the ceiling. Once again, get as long as you can. Create that beautiful diagonal spaciousness between your left fingers and your right heel. You can just balance here, keeping the navel drawing in and up, the tailbone lengthening towards the inside of your right ankle. Stay in balance and breathe easily. If you want a little bit more juice, squeeze your right heel in towards your bottom and then reach your left hand back, grab a hold of your ankle or your trouser leg. Kick the right heel away, a little bit of resistance in the hand though. Good. And breathe, try to keep your inner right knee moving to the midline so it's quite tempting to want to kind of wing it out to the right. Lovely. Inhale there, press the heart forwards. And exhale, releasing the left hand, right knee down to the floor. Opposite side. Left leg reaches back behind you, up at about hip height. Toes and knee pointing down. Walk your right hand like a little spider towards the front of your mat. Lengthen your tailbone towards the inside of your left heel. And you can feel that little action in your navel lifting in and up at the same time. Keep that support in your for your lower back. And then if you like, you can then bring your right arm up alongside your right ear. Point the right thumb to the ceiling and create that traction by reaching the left heel and the right fingers away from each other. At the same time, don't forget the support in your middle, so we don't want our belly to release like a little hammock down to the floor. Keep the tailbone lengthening to the inner left heel and the navel lifting slightly in and up. For that extra little bit, if you want to, squeeze your left heel in, reach your right hand back, grab a hold of your trouser leg, your ankle, and create some resistance. So as much as the foot is pressing into the hand, press the hand into the foot and hug the left knee, the inner left knee, into the midline of the mat as the heart moves forwards. Take another in breath there and exhale and gently release. Tuck under both toes. Make sure your fingers are equally spreading, the index fingers turning forwards. Press down strongly into that webbing between index finger and thumb. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, stretch into an easy downward facing dog. Knees are nice and soft. Halfway to the floor, bend the knees. And roll the inner thighs back. Hug the forearms towards each other. And then begin to move your sit bones towards your heels, and your heels gently descend towards the floor as the legs work to straighten. But try to keep the spine lovely and long there. Wonderful. As you next inhale, let's take the right leg up to the sky, spread the toes. And then as you exhale, bring your right knee towards the back of your right wrist and come onto the baby toe side of your right foot. So your right toes are kind of behind your left wrist. Spread out your right toes, press your heart forwards, and as you exhale, work to lower the hips to the floor. And then inhale, draw your navel in up, almost round the back again so the right knee comes up from the floor. And then exhale, pulls back down, like you're going to move to pigeon pose, but not quite. Inhale, squeezing the navel in and up, and exhale, and halfway releasing to the floor. Well done. Inhale, coming up. And exhale, stepping back into down dog. Let's do the same on the other side. Left leg to the sky, spread the toes, toes and knee pointing to the floor. Then as you exhale, bring your left knee behind your right wrist and come onto the baby toe side of your left foot. So the left toes are kind of behind your right wrist. Take an in-breath. Then as you exhale, release the hips towards the floor, press the heart forwards. Inhale, draw the navel in and up. So the left foot stays on the floor the whole time. And you're just really lifting the hips up and down. Just a nice gentle pulse. A bit of weight on the wrists here, so keep the heart moving forwards. And then lifting the hips up and taking the left leg back to the mat into downward dog. Take an in-breath there. As you exhale, lower both knees all the way down onto the floor. From here, let's sit back onto the heels again. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, drop your hips to the right. So your feet are kind of on the outside of your left hip. Press your right fingers into the floor. Bring your left hand towards your right knee. And as you inhale, lift up through the heart. And as you exhale, twist around to your right. And then turn to look back over your left shoulder. Shoulders are rolling back. Heart is lifting. Navel lifting in and up in this gentle twist. Take an in-breath there. And then exhale and bring both hands to the knees. You can scoot your hips back onto your heels. Take an in-breath. And then as you exhale, let your hips drop out to the left of your heels. So your heels are kind of on the outer right hip now. Doesn't matter how much space is between the knees there. Come onto your left fingertips. So you're pressing down into the fingertips, into the floor, and getting as much length away from the floor through the crown of the head. Bring your right hand across to rest onto your left knee. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, twist to your left. through the navel, through the heart, through the shoulders. Inhale there, and then as you exhale, turn to look back over your right shoulder. Keep the shoulder blades moving away from the ears down into the back. Inhale there, and exhale fully. Nice gentle twist. Inhale, and exhale, coming back to center. Bring the hips back over the heels, and then you can flip the legs out in front of you, bend both knees, lower down onto your back. Bring your knees into your chest, into happy baby pose. So the knees drop open nice and wide as your shoulders. The shin bones are vertical, soles of the feet moving up to the ceiling. And you can hold your hands onto the backs of your knees or reach your hands on the inside of the knees so your palms hook over the arches of your feet. So the idea here, move the knees down to the armpits whilst keeping the tailbone lengthening towards the front of your mat. So we don't want to lift the hips and your bottom all the way up off the floor for the sake of getting the knees down lower. So try to find that way of balancing so that your spine can really lengthen. The shoulders moving down away from the ears, collarbone spreading like a big smile across from one side to the other. Your face nice and soft, the chin moving slightly to the chest. Breathe gently here. And then bringing your legs back together and cross your right leg all the way over your left, thigh over thigh. And hold on to the baby toe sides of your feet. So your left hand is holding on to the baby toe edge of your right foot, and your right hand is holding on to the baby toe edge of your left foot. Flex the ankles, keep the tailbone moving to the floor, and bring the knees towards the chest. So again, you're keeping the sacrum broad. And of course, if you can't quite reach the feet yet, just hold on to your shins. That's just fine too. So just releasing the outer hip into this Gomukhasana, Supta Gomukhasana, in fact, to the legs. Let's switch the crisscross. So release that side. Take your left leg over your right. Again, holding on to the baby toe edges of your foot or to your shin bones. Moving the tailbone to the floor as you lengthen the crown of the head towards the wall behind you. Take an in-breath. And then as you exhale, release the legs. Bring the soles of the feet down onto the floor. Walk the feet out about mat's width apart and drop the knees in to touch. Rest the hands onto your belly and breathe there. Breathing in. And breathing out. Breathe into the back of your sacrum. Breathe into the back of your waist. And just allow the weight of your body to settle. You can stretch the legs out away from you. And just rest for a few moments in Shavasana, or you can stay here with the lower back more supported. You can keep your hands on your body if that's more comforting, or let your arms fall away to the sides of the body, palms facing up to the sky. Close your eyes, feel into your body, noticing any subtle shift from when you checked in half an hour ago. I'm going to leave you here today, so if you want to lie here and rest a little longer, and then enjoy rest in Shavasana. and I really hope you've enjoyed this session. So do send me feedback via iTunes or bluelotusyoga.co.uk, or you can tweet me at yogajilly. It's always great to hear from you. And also, if you do want any particular theme for a podcast, then let me know. It's always good to know what you need, and I can put something together for you. So have a great day. Namaste.